Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi Farnham, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus, celebrating 60 years of existence in 2023. Runaway slaves. The act of enslaved persons running away from plantations in Barbados was as old as enslavement itself, and so the myth of the docile Barbadian needs to be debunked, as those held in bondage stood up in a number of ways and challenged the status quo to obtain their freedom. Therefore, on this day, August 24th, in the year 1816, 4 months after the Bussar Rebellion of April, the Barbados Mercury and Bridgetown Gazette published a number of notices for the recovery of runaway enslaved persons. Clearly, from their perspective, the authorities considered the act of running away a major problem, and as per usual, notices were often published in the newspaper. In this instance, the public was notified that 8 persons who were listed as having run away and who were owned by various persons were being held at the cage in Bridgetown. The notice, which was signed by Mr. J. Sidney, the cage keeper, further requested that, quote, owners of runaway slaves send to this place of confinement at least once a week when such as have been lodged here can be delivered to them, end quote. Slave owner Mr. Jacob Hines, in his notice, stated that a number of enslaved persons, which he had recently purchased from Mr. J.B. Harris, had absconded. The enslaved on that list included, quote, Molly, a mulatto woman, supposed to be harbored at Montpoyer, the property of Thomas W. Graves, Esquire, where she has a husband named Sam, Jesse, a yellow-skinned man, and Philly, a yellow-skinned woman, supposed to be harbored along with their mother and at the house of their father at his tenement on the property of John Boeing Sr. Esquire, also in Spicetown, where they have many connections, end quote. Mr. Hines offered a reward of £5 for each of the enslaved and an additional £10, quote, for such information as will convict any white or free-colored person harboring them, end quote. Mr. W.D. Hollinside, another slave owner, reported that his female slave Massey had run away, quote, without the least provocation, in last August, end quote. He described Massey as being about 5 feet 10 inches tall, of upright stature and surly countenance, and formerly owned by Mr. Huguenots of St. George and then Nicholas R. Garner. Massey's owner believed that she could be harbored at Jukes Plantation, St. Thomas, where her husband resided, or at the residence of Martha Bella Marsh at the wharf, Bridgetown, where her daughter lived. Mr. Hollinside offered, quote, £10 reward to any person who would deliver her to him, and £25 to legally convict any white or free colored person who may have harbored her, end quote. Additionally, he promised that should she return of her own accord, she would receive a free pardon. Mr. Richard Roberts, in his notice, said that he found, quote, a young Negro man, end quote, who gave his name as Francois, stating that he was brought from Guadeloupe 10 years earlier. Francois subsequently escaped but was recaptured and imprisoned at the jail. Mr. Roberts further advised that if Francois was not claimed after a reasonable time and expenses paid, quote, he will otherwise be disposed of agreeably to law, end quote. Francois would be sold. Therefore, on this day, August 24th in the year 1816, these advertisements show the determination exhibited by the enslaved to ensure their freedom and the deep desire to preserve family and community bonds.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.